You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And we thank you very much for doing so. Our guest, Terry Marshall Holder, back from Lapland. And I guess that's a destination that you're now going to at least on a semi-regular basis, are you not, Terry?
I have been once a year for the last 4 years. I'm hoping to go a little more often, and I've been going mostly in the winter, and I'm hopefully going to go back this summer as well. So, yeah, I like it there, and it's just a really nice part of the world. It's just beautiful, summer or winter. You know, in the winter you get the lights, and in the summer you get the sunlight.
You've been there in both? Tell us about the summer trip.
Yes, I have.
Okay, what's available to do in the summer visits?
Well, in the summer, you've got sunshine, you know, all around the clock mostly, so you have a lot of time to explore. One of the really cool things to do that I did on my first visit there in the summer was this place called Kukula Village, and it's located on the eastern part. You're on a river that you literally stand on your side of the river, and you can see Finland on the other side of the river. And they have a traditional fishing style that they do for whitefish. And whitefish are a cousin or so to the salmon. And you stand in the pole they give you, it's like 20 feet long. It's huge, really long, with a bag net at the end. And you're supposed to like cast it somehow. It's very heavy. And wait, you know, for the fish. Well, they've been doing this since like 1500. So they know how the fish are and they know exactly how to do it. I didn't catch a thing, of course, because it's very difficult. But they had fortunately caught some fish. And once you do, though, you take them into these little smoke huts, and they just stand the fish up on a pole, you know, each fish, and you sit there while they smoke. And I have to tell you, it's the best fish I've ever put in my mouth.
I bet.
It's like right out of the river, and just, you know, you're pulling it off as it's smoked, and just incredible. So that's a big thing there, fishing, of course, because there's tons of rivers and lakes in that region. And then there's also rafting. There's some whitewater rafting in the area. And, of course, hiking, and at the Lapland Guest House, where we typically stay, it's located on a river, the Lanio River. And in the winter, we snowmobile on the river. But in the summer, you can fish for salmon there. And it's literally steps from, you know, where you're staying. You just walk right out and you can and do fishing. And they'll arrange all kinds of fishing things for you. So it's heaven for fishermen. Even people who aren't fishermen will enjoy the experience of being in that. You can also canoe and kayak and just enjoy the nature. It's all
other
about nature
than the
there,
fish so. On the menu. What else is there to eat in Lapland?
Well, typically at the Lapland Guest House and at other establishments, they typically serve the regional things. So that will include reindeer and it'll include moose, and of course the fish, as you mentioned, and of course the berries. You know, the Arctic berries are just delicious. I don't know if you've experienced that. You may have because you've been in Norway.
Yes,
we did.
We had the reindeer stew inside one of their longhouses, they call it, with a big fire in the middle of it. Oh, that's living large. It was delicious.
It is. It is delicious. And I'm not a person who will eat like deer here because I just don't like the gamey thing. But I, you know, when the reindeer stew was really good, and at the guest house we actually had moose lasagna, which was delicious.
Okay,
really
I'm
delicious,
in. That's a
so.
New one for me.
You'll have to go there and try the moose lasagna. It's very good. And of course, Swedish meatballs you can have, which are, you know, also usually moose. So,
sure.
And you know, I traveled with some vegetarians or pescatarians last year, and that was not a problem at all because there's plenty of, you know, delicious fish and even delicious fruits and vegetables. So there's things for everyone, even if you're not a carnivore. So,
did you have any
really good stuff.
Chance to get crab meat while you were there?
Not at this particular place because we're more away from the sea. Now, it's more on the eastern area. So it's more what you get from the lakes and the rivers is the typical for that particular region.
Yeah, we had the big, what they call the king crabs, I guess, in English.
Yeah,
right.
I said, well, how much sugar did you put in the water when you boil it? I mean, growing up in the Midwest, you take field corn when it was young, put a little sugar in the water, and it was like regular corn on the cob, sweet corn. And they said, none. It's just that naturally sweet. Oh, it was so delicious.
Terry, what kind of transportation did you use getting around up there?
Well, we from the guest house, typically most of the guest houses there will pick you up in at the airport, because you have to fly into, we flew from Stockholm to Kiruna, which is the main city of the Lapland, and that's near where the ICE hotel is located. So we were picked up, you know, by the van from the Lapland guest house and taken back. And it's a couple hour drive because everything is spread out. You know, it's a very sparsely populated area. But while we were going places around there, it was all snowmobile. We just took snowmobiles everywhere we went. So, which is fantastic. You know, you're going through these forests and
I love it.
It's just beautiful. It's just a different world. So quiet and peaceful. And
Terry,
very, very
do they
nice. So
provide you with the snowmobile suits, or do you have to schlep your own up there?
Actually, at Johan's place, he has an entire equipment room that is filled with your heavy outerwear. You get your ski bibs, you get heavy boots, you get hats, you know, furry kind of very big, thick gloves, too, and a jacket that's insulated for really, really cold temperatures. So you don't have to pack any of that. You can just bring your usual coat, and he's got everything you need in an amazing array of sizes. I kept saying, well, you can't fit all the people. Yes, I can.
And when you get all outfitted in that, you feel like the Pillsbury Doughboy or the Michelin Man, you know.
Yes. I think I've always said that we should take before and after pictures. When you put it on, you look like you're 50 pounds heavier, and you take it off. Look at all the weight I lost.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that little kid that goes to play in the snow, and he can't move because he's
right
in this
Christmas story. I can't get up.
Yeah. Well, I like the drinks you had too. You said the tilted reindeer. that sounds pretty good.
Well, that's a nice. The last couple of years, that's a new addition to the Lapland guest house. So at the end of our day, we're done with all our fun, and we've had the sauna and the hot tub outside and all of that. Then we end up in the Tilton Reindeer, always, without fail.
So that was
and
the name of the bar?
It's a typical, the name of the bar is the Tilton Reindeer, yeah.
Right.
And then,
okay.
You know, wine, beer, whiskey, and plenty of cocktails. And it's a lot of fun. It's very relaxing. And it's just anyone at the guest house. And even the local people in the village will sometimes come in. We were there Friday night. We had some people come in on Friday night to hang out, and it was kind of fun because you get to know a little bit more about what life is like in the village.
Are you escorting tours now, or can people travel with you if they choose to Lapland?
Absolutely, yes, they can. I have taken, the last 2 years, I've taken groups, one a little bit larger, 8 people, and this year just 2, but I'll take anybody that wants to go. It's wonderful.
Well, how do we do that?
Yeah, it's... Well, you can connect with me through my website, which is Tripping with Terry, TRIPPING, with Terry, TRRI.com. And you can email me through there in particular to get in touch with me. But also, you can take a look at everything that happens at the Lapland Guest House, which is LAPLAND, guesthouse.com. And that'll give you details and beautiful videos of everything that goes on there. So it's great.
Super.
Well, thanks for being with us in a little bit of sunshine and ice and snow.
It's a good time, you know. We got to think about the positive things.
That's right.
This is true. Thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy. Email us your comments, questions, etc. KevinAndSueTravel@yahoo.com. And check out youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel.